Let's start with the Illinois State Treasurer's Office. Democrat Mike Frericks is the incumbent. When he first ran for office, I think his motto was standing tall for Illinois. He's a really tall former lawmaker. And now that he's been in the office, how have we seen him use this office to connect with voters?
He has made the office more accessible to voters. By, for one thing, they have a very good website that specifies the services that the treasurer provides. So for instance, on the website, there's a form in which you can identify whether or not you have unclaimed property. There's information about the Secure Choice Savings Program, which allows certain companies to enroll employees in a Secure Choice default Roth IRA, which is administered by the treasurer's office. There's information about the Charitable Trust Stabilization Fund, which helps nonprofits. And then there's an agricultural investment program that helped qualified farmers receive below market rate loans. So I think what the treasurer has done is tried to allow voters or constituents to know more about what the office does.
And it looks like he'll have a fairly easy time here during the primary, but there is a Republican challenger, Jim Dodge, also running for the office. Do we see him as a real threat in the fall?
Jim Dodge is an interesting case. Treasurer Frericks had a difficult election. The election outcome in the previous election was in doubt for a number of months. I think he ultimately beat Republican Tom Cross by about 9,000 votes. So I expected perhaps this, or we might suspect this, to have a real competitive quality to that. And I'm not saying it's not going to be, but in preparing for this, I was looking at Jim Dodge's website, and it's not as detailed as I would imagine at this particular point. So he does a nice job on the website of explaining to voters why he's running, but doesn't necessarily state at this moment what his priorities will be if elected. Jim Dodge now is a Orland Park Village trustee and was previously the Orland Park Village clerk.
And an office that could be easily confused with the treasurer's office is that of comptroller. Can you brush us up on the difference between the two positions?
Yeah, so Article 5, Section 17 of the Illinois Constitution specifies that the comptroller maintains the state's fiscal accounts and orders payments into and out of the funds held by the treasurer. I think I quoted that directly from the Constitution. And what that means is that the comptroller is responsible for actually signing the paychecks or grants approval to electronic payments. So the comptroller is the one who actually disperses the funds.
Currently, the comptroller is Democrat Susana Mendoza. She's a former lawmaker and has been pretty critical of Governor Bruce Rauner. How could that affect how voters feel about her in this race?
I think that Comptroller Mendoza's criticism of the governor and how voters will feel about it will depend largely on the ideological leanings of the voters. So I think that if a voter or constituent is a Republican, they're probably going to look very critically at the comments that Comptroller Mendoza has made. On the other hand, if the voter and constituent is a Democrat, they're probably going to look very favorably towards the comments that she's made that are critical of the governor, particularly during given the financial crisis we find ourselves in Illinois.
Darlene Sanger is running unopposed on the Republican side, so there won't be a big splash during the primary, but could this be a strong challenge in the fall?
You know, I think that we would expect that this could be a strong challenge. Certainly, Darlene Sanger has a number of qualifications. She was a Naperville City Council member. She's a member of the Illinois House of Representatives from 2009 to 2015, and she joined Governor Rauner's office as Deputy Chief of Staff in 2017. So certainly it could be a strong challenge.
Now on to the Secretary of State. Longtime incumbent Jesse White, a Democrat, is making another run at the age of 83. If elected, it would be his sixth term in office. We've touched on the incumbency advantage or lack thereof in some previous races, but this one, we've got a longtime incumbent. How could this help or hurt his chances in the fall?
You know, as you mentioned, Jesse White is a longtime incumbent, and he's won his races by extraordinarily large margins. So I think that in 2014, he won by about 60, he received about 66% of the vote. In 2010, I think he received about 70% of the vote. So he has a long history of winning elections by very strong margins. And so I don't know, of course, it's too early to predict exactly what the electoral outcome would be, but certainly based on past precedent, he's been very successful.
And there is a Republican running for the office, Jason Helland. What can you tell us about him?
Jason Helland is the Grundy County State's Attorney. He's from Mazon. And he attended John Marshall Law School from 2000 to 2003.
So as we look in the fall, we have a Democrat and a Republican. Is Jesse White looking safe?
What I would say is I'm surprised that Jason Helen does not yet, as of this morning, does not yet have a website that is updated to state that he's running for Secretary of State. So his website currently is his previous one for Grundy County State's Attorney from a couple years ago.
Anything else you'd like to add about these statewide races that we didn't get to cover?
I think that in looking at the statewide races, it's always important to think about how national politics are going to affect this. So certainly, we have a very contentious midterm election coming up. Certainly, many of us will look at the 2018 midterm elections, congressional midterms, as a referendum on the Trump administration. And so I think that depending upon the turnout for the midterm elections and depending upon what the direction is, certainly this is going to affect the likely results for the down ballot races.